Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams back to a full schedule today as he insists he won't be resigning from office. This is the federal corruption case against him. Heads back to court this week. Let's get the very latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
In fact, the mayor with his attorneys will be back in court on Wednesday, is what we're being told. So yesterday, he surrounded himself with faith leaders at churches on Staten Island and the Bronx as well.
When others would surrender, when others would give up, where others would throw their hands up with uncertainty. But I stand before you in this pulpit with the energy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and with the energy of our ancestors.
Now, Governor Kathy Hochul could have a say in all of this. She has several public events here in the city today, in fact, so we'll see if she speaks about this at all. Criminal defense attorney David Schwartz.
The governor can remove the mayor at any time. So it's within the governor's discretion to remove the mayor. If the mayor is convicted, then under state law, he would automatically lose his job.
So Eric Adams trying to keep business as usual today. He has quite a few events, actually, including speaking at a sanitation department graduation ceremony and then also a public safety announcement at the Queens Museum. And we'll be following all of this, of course. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Live here at Gracie Mansion.
A woman raped in her own apartment on the Upper East Side.
The NYPD is circulating a photo of the alleged rapist, hoping somebody will recognize him. The police say he attacked a 29-year-old woman very early Saturday morning, about 3:40 a.m. The police say she was at her home in the vicinity of 92nd Street and 1st Avenue. She was approached by a man whom she did not know, and the police say he forced his way into her apartment and allegedly raped her. Most women living in the neighborhood said they hadn't heard about it, but like this woman, were disgusted.
You know what? There's so much to be concerned about. I'm at the maximum level of concern that I'm almost numb.
The victim was taken to Lenox Hill Hospital in stable condition. The police say if you know anything, call 1-800-577-TIPS. That's the Crime Stoppers hotline. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
Well, you can see a photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com. For the fourth time, human remains have been found at Brooklyn Bridge Park. The latest last Thursday, just before 1 in the afternoon, where bone fragments were found among rocks along the shore. It was in August when other human remains were discovered in the same area. So far, it's not clear whether this new discovery is related. A children's dance studio in Crown Heights is now a crime scene. It was just before 1 o'clock Sunday morning when police responded to a 911 call at Ms. K's Dance Academy at 1493 Park Place. There, they found four men in their 30s with slash and stab wounds. Three are hospitalized and are stable. One refused medical attention. So far, no word on a motive, no suspect, and cops say the four victims are being uncooperative. The NYPD investigating a fatal shooting near the Bronx Zoo. That happened yesterday afternoon, just before 2 o'clock on East 182nd Street between Mapes and Prospect Avenue. A 29-year-old pronounced dead on scene. So far, no word what happened there and no arrests. Nassau County Police investigating a fatal stabbing in back of La Candela Restaurant on Hempstead Turnpike. This was just after midnight Sunday, where cops responding to a 911 call found a 52-year-old woman dead and a 50-year-old man with a laceration on his hand. No arrests or word on a motive. Good news and bad news for the MTA. As they celebrate making another subway stop accessible, they're looking at legal action to do the same elsewhere.
It took 6 years, but finally there's an elevator working at 14th Street and 6th Avenue in Manhattan, and it means the disabled can access the subway system without the stairs at that location. Dr. Sharon McLennan says it's a tremendous victory.
I can't even describe the amount of independence someone that may use a wheelchair or may have crutches or may use a cane like myself who's blind to travel and not have to worry about going downstairs.
But the fight isn't over. A lawsuit will be filed this week. Attorney Arthur Schwartz says the suit demands that work be resumed on 23 other subway elevators. The elevator work was stopped when Governor Hochul put congestion pricing on an indefinite pause. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at 14th Street.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.